This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by FullScript. FullScript is a virtual dispensing platform that helps practitioners, myself included, improve patient care and adherence by dispensing professional-grade supplements from anywhere. It has the industry's most comprehensive catalog of products and features like refill reminders and auto-reorder. I've been using FullScript in my practice for years. I even use FullScript to order supplements for myself and my family. They've got all the brands I use. So I have firsthand knowledge of the impact that they can have on your patients. It's simple to use, providing EHR integrations, customizable dosage instructions, and an evidence-based protocol library. It makes integrative medicine feel integrated. It integrates with your way of working and with your patients' day-to-day lives. So if you're looking to boost patient adherence and eliminate inventory management, you should really try FullScript. If you're a practitioner looking to sign up, go to fullscript.com/Hoffman to start using FullScript for free today. If you're a patient currently ordering supplements from your doctor, let them know about FullScript. Tell them Dr. Hoffman sent you. Welcome back to today's Intelligent Medicine Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. We're talking about fish oil with a special emphasis on its role in immunity. That's an important topic these days. We're talking to an expert on the subject, Dr. Arlen Hill. He's clinical director of Genesis Wellness and a board-certified diplomate of the American Clinical Board of Nutrition. Also a chiropractic physician by training. And he's a member of the Biotics Research Corporation team. So, Dr. Hill, you know, there's a lot of confusion about fish oil supplements. I mean, you can get a whole, you know, any number of variations on fish oil supplements. What do you look for in an optimal fish oil supplement?
One of the things that I always look for right off the bat is I want to know that that oil in that product is going to be as close to the oils that I have in my body or as close to the fats that I have in my body. And so what that means if a consumer is looking at a label is I want to see a triglyceride form of an oil. Mm-hmm. Most people have, pretty much everyone has had, has gone to their doctor and had a lipid panel, cholesterol panel, and they look at that panel and they see that there's cholesterol, LDL, HDL, and triglycerides. And it's these triglycerides are the form of fats that we have in our body. It's the form of fats that we should be ingesting. It's the ones that are going to be most easily assimilated. And it's also the form of fat that is more stable and thus has less risk of being associated with what's known as oxidation or damage to that fat. And if we see damage to the fat, that fat becomes inefficient. It doesn't do the role that we're expecting from it. So we want to see a triglyceride form because that is a stable form.
And the other form that's commercially available and is often the basis for some of the pharmaceutical forms of fish oil is the esterified fish oil. Can you explain the difference?
I can on that. So with the esterified fish oil, the best way to think about this is that this is a semi-synthetic oil. It is an oil that has undergone through the processing. It has been changed. It has been moved away structurally from the form of oil that we have within our bodies, and therefore it doesn't react the same way. The basic numbers on this, depending on which information you look at, show literally somewhere between 70 and 100% difference in the utilization of those oils or of those fats. And so even on the low side, 70% is a significant difference when you start looking at the benefit of that triglyceride form versus that ethyl ester form.
That would be the bioavailability issue, right? Right. So
that's right.
A lot of people ask me, you know, which is better, EPA or DHA? And you can get all kinds of different permutations. You can get a DHA-rich fish oil, or you can get an EPA-rich fish oil, or you can get various ratios of EPA to DHA. Is it one size fits all, or should they be specifically purposed? I mean, say your goal is cardiovascular prevention. Would you prefer one versus another? If it's immune support, a different ratio. Brain support, still a different ratio. Mood support, I mean, are there different ways to look at it? Or is it a kind of one size fits all?
I think there are probably as many opinions on the answer to that question as there are options right in the marketplace.
I was looking to pin you down on that, but I guess it still remains controversial.
Yeah, there's probably a good way we can summarize this is to say that In general, for the average person, you won't go wrong with having a balance of the EPA to DHA somewhere in the neighborhood of a 1-to-1, even up to a 3-to-2 ratio on those. For cardiovascular applications, a higher EPA is likely going to be of benefit there. And then the literature is pretty consistent when we start talking about neurological applications or mood disorders, that DHA is mm-hmm. going to be a better option in those situations.
Mm-hmm. And I'm looking at, specifically a study. And this, by the way, this study was undertaken well before our current concern with coronavirus. They looked at, and this is an animal study in mice. The mice were fed either a controlled diet or a diet supplemented with DHA-rich fish oil. And I'm sure you're very familiar with this study, but I'll recite it anyway. B cells were then harvested. They looked for markers of B cell activation, and they found that DHA-enriched fish oil enhanced B cell activation and antibody production. Oh, we like them, and that's another big buzzword these days, antibodies, which may actually aid immune responses associated with pathogen clearance while possibly dampening the totality of the inflammatory response. This is from Science Daily a few years back. And the lead researcher on this, who is at Department of Biochemistry and Molecular Biology at East Carolina University, says, and I'm quoting, "This work confirms similar findings on fish oil and B cells from our lab and moves us one step closer to understanding the immune-enhancing properties of EPA and DHA." So there really must be something to it. And, you know, so it also has some, the B cells are important. They're a type of immune cell, but also macrophages. They're kind of like the cellular Pac-Men, right?
They are. They're the initial guys that go out and start to clean up any disturbances that are seen by the immune system. If there's a foreign invader, what we often term as an antigen, those macrophages are going to be the ones that are going to go out and start to engulf that, pull it in, and start to break that substance down and eliminate it from your immune system.
Right. And I read another article before this interview, which practically made my eyes glaze over because it's very technical, but it talked about another type of immune system, the neutrophils. So when you get your white blood cell count, generally, 60-80% of your white blood cells are neutrophils, and they also are involved in searching and destroying outside invaders, particularly bacteria. And neutrophil response was supported when these experiments with fish oil. So that was an encouraging result.
I think it's important to note too, in the context of what you're saying there and looking at how the DHA versus the EPA, how different fatty acids have created different responses in these studies. To me, it's interesting to note that when we do consume that EPA, that it is ultimately going to be converted down to DHA. In some ways, the inherent intelligence of the body is going to do an adequate job
of
being
EPA can become DHA. Right,
EPA can become DHA.
But DHA can't become EPA.
That's
doesn't go
right,
backwards.
It can't go backwards.
Right, okay. That's like, nutrition master's degree question right there. So EPA, actually you could, if you have adequate EPA, technically you should be able to make DHA, but it doesn't hurt to get DHA directly from a supplement, right?
It really doesn't, and there are certain conditions where the demand for DHA, some of the neurological conditions that we were talking about, and maybe in an acute immune state, those demands are going to be excess such that supplementing DHA directly makes more sense in those type of applications.
Right. Okay, so how about selecting a fish oil, because there's a wide variety of choices out there, and generally people hunt for the price point, and they say, well, I'm looking at this one here, and this is, professional grade, EPA, molecularly distilled, very high quality, but it's a little pricey. And, I saw a bottle of fish oil on sale there at, Costco or Walmart, and it was like, $9.99 for 300. Is it so generic that that's a good play? It's a commodity and it's, all fish oils are basically equal.
I can say with assurance, absolutely not. It's almost a guarantee that if you're buying the cheapest fish oil, you are buying the cheapest fish oil. It is probably honestly not what you think it is. There have been several studies that have been done that where they would go and pull multiple products off of the shelf and do samples on these oils and find that, one, the oils didn't even contain the amount of EPA and DHA that were stated on the label. And then two, a lot of these oils had rancidity issues. They had already been broken down and oxidized. And when you take those, you're not getting any therapeutic response out of those, and maybe even creating some risk for yourself by consuming those. So we definitely cannot lump all of these into the same category. Some of the things that consumers should think about when they're looking at oils and making the selection is do a little homework, do a little investigation, because oils, as you alluded to, are a commodity product, and oils come from different sources. They're derived from different fish sources. And a lot of times when those oils are all combined together, you're literally combining multiple different sources. And to do that means that you may have a transit time from the time that fish was caught till it got to the processing facility, till it reached the shelf. Those can be 2 years plus that we're talking about in that time span. I mean, it's a significant amount of time. So really, when you think about a single source of oil, that would be another one of the first things I would look at, is that a triglyceride would be first, and then how many different types of fish are being used. I want a single type of fish, and I want a small fish.
It's kind of like single malt whiskey.
Yeah.
Right.
Exactly. I want that single species because I know that single species had a higher probability of coming from one fishery and went to one destination to be processed and then had a quicker route towards being delivered to the consumer.
And what do you like salmon, cod, what's the source there are many different options here.
I actually have a preference for anchovies, and the reason being on that is that anchovies are a very sustainable fish species. Mm-hmm. Because they're small, they replicate very fast, and it's easy for the fisheries to stay sustainable because of the speed at which they replicate.
Right, so we're not devastating, by over-harvesting. Okay, folks, at this point, let's pause and allow one of our sponsors an opportunity to share this important message with you. Here goes. Earlier in the episode, I mentioned FullScript. Remember, FullScript is a virtual dispensing platform that helps practitioners, myself included, I'm a user, dispense professional-grade supplements and improve patient adherence from anywhere. For example, when you write a prescription through FullScript, it gets sent directly to patients via text or email. And when they place an order, their supplements get shipped right to their front door. It's incredibly convenient. The most incredible part, though, is it's completely free and available to all kinds of practitioners, giving you complete control over balancing revenue with patient affordability. So if you're looking to boost patient adherence and eliminate inventory management, you should really try FullScript. If you're a practitioner looking to sign up, go to fullscript.com/Hoffman to start using FullScript for free today. If you're a patient currently ordering supplements from your doctor, let them know about FullScript. Tell them Dr. Hoffman sent you. Thanks for listening. Thanks for supporting our sponsors. They're what make intelligent medicine a continuing free resource to you. And now back to our guest, Dr. Arland Hill. Do you subscribe to the notion that you can taste the rancidity of fish oil? You could do the taste test, bite into the capsule, and if it's bitter, it's rancid, and if it tastes, more like fresh fish flavor, that's a good sign?
I don't know that I hang my hat on that, but I do think that there probably is an element of validity to that. Mm-hmm. I mean, a fish oil capsule, when it's of quality, should taste like fish, but it shouldn't smell like or taste like the fish market, like fish sitting out in the sun either. That's not what we're going for.
Right. But I guess, it's hard because I think people don't have a very discerning palate when it comes to rancidity of fish oil, and they may accept a brand that has been sitting around for a long time. What about in terms of personal storage, when you get fish oil, I mean, do you advise that people not buy, the supersize, 500 count bottle, that can last for a year, as opposed to buying relatively smaller amounts? And should it be stored in your refrigerator, your freezer, something along those lines?
Those products are generally, assuming that we're talking a stable product, a non-rancid product, those are going to be better stored at room temperature or below. We just don't want those products to become hot. So room temperature is going to maintain those products' freshness, especially if it's in, if the whole process of manufacturing that capsule has been done adequately. Mm-hmm. In terms of the size on those products, I honestly, just as a general observation, I don't see large containers like that available in the better products out there.
Okay.
The better products are going to be somewhere in the 60, 90, 120 count bottle sizes.
Mm-hmm. And then, of course, there's a big concern about toxicity, because we know that large bodied fish that are rich in omega-3s, I'm thinking tuna in particular, they tend to be high in mercury. But other fish species are high in PCBs. And then, you know, you squeeze out the fish oil and you concentrate it. And then maybe in some cases you're concentrating the toxins. How do you make sure that's not happening?
That is one of the things that is very critical to that is the selection of the fish species and ultimately where those fish are coming from. There is certainly a difference when we look at the fisheries in the northern versus in the southern hemisphere. The fisheries in the southern hemisphere are going to, in general, be cleaner fisheries. Mm-hmm. The ones that tend to have the most consistent clean environment are going to be the fisheries off the western coast of South America, Peru, Chile, over in that area. And because those aren't large species, what's known as the bioaccumulation of the toxins, you alluded to the plastics and the heavy metals as being concerns. The microplastics are also an issue with these. And yep. Even just some of the chemicals that are out there can be possible points of concentration, but smaller species don't run that inherent risk.
They live less long. They don't have a chance long enough time to bioaccumulate as do large-bodied fish that may live for many years.
That's correct.
And they're lower on the food chain, because the higher something is on the food chain, you know, like among the highest levels you find in large marine animals. Do you have, the company that you work for, Biotics Research, is there a way for listeners to trace the bottle, you know, to get a verification that there's some certificate of purity, or that there's a there's been some pre-market and aftermarket checks on quality?
There is, on every bottle of product that comes out of the Biotics Research facility, there's on the fish oils, there's going to be a logo on that label, and that logo is going to have a number specific to that lot of that oil. That the consumer can take that product, they can take that number and go to a website known as Arrivo. Arrivo is an organization out of Norway that does oversight on products. And what they've been able to do is, through nuclear magnetic resonance imaging, is be able to take the species and the fish and the location and take the oil and be able to tell where that fish came from, what species of fish it was, and be able to have an incredible traceability on this that is unparalleled in the industry. And Biotics wants that visibility. They want that traceability so that the consumer can have confidence in them.
And also, do you undertake testing of your products independently to ascertain if, say, they have high mercury levels or high PCB levels? Do you do batch testing for purity and potency?
They're actually batch tested in pre-production and in post-production after the capsules have been formed. So they're being checked multiple times. They get checked when they come in from the facility. So that is absolutely something that's being done by Biotics.
Okay. Well, it sounds like your company is certainly doing its due diligence. So on the theme of immunity, can we sum up?
I think that the best way to think about these omega-3s is that they are a foundational element to our overall health and the things that we should be consuming. We think about these as essential fatty acids. And so they are essential for us to get in. Every one of us would agree that our immune system is essential to the vitality of our health. So we want to make sure that we're combining those essential fatty acids to get as much production out of the essentialness of our immune system as we can.
Well, absolutely. This is one of those supplements that I certainly take on a daily basis, have for years. In addition to, the diet, the normal dietary sources, the fish, seeds and nuts, to a greater or less extent, are sources of omega-3s. Which are the, just parenthetically, seeds and nuts are sort of a two-edged sword. They are a source of omega-6, but are there nuts specifically which generate precursors to omega-3s? I know it's not going to be EPA and DHA, but it'll be alpha-linolenic acid, which the body in some cases can synthesize EPA and DHA out of.
Probably the two that come to mind for me on this are going to be walnuts and pecans. Those are probably the two more accessible ones that most people can find that are going to be good sources of the ALA that you referred to.
Every single night, I consume a big salad, whatever ingredients are in my refrigerator, and I sprinkle it with crushed walnuts. So I'm getting some that way. Also, seaweed is a source, and certain vegetables. Which vegetables are rich in omega-3s?
Well, the thing that's interesting about this is that it is actually most of the vegetables are high in the omega-3s, but it's relative. It's not going to be the same as what we think about with animal sources or even
it's
a seaweed.
Like,
but there are, right, there are some omega-3s in nearly all vegetables.
Mm-hmm. And some particularly, one that's kind of an esoteric one is purslane. For some reason, if you can get a hold of some purslane, that seems to be particularly high. You might also source your eggs carefully from animals that are fed, they're omega-3 enriched eggs in some cases that can help you along to meet your omega-3 quotient. So our take-home message for today, do we have any resources for our listeners to check out?
Two things that I would recommend is take a look at the Arrivo organization. They're quite impressive in terms of what they have the ability to do.
A-R-E-V-A?
It's O-R-I-V-O.
Oh, I'm sorry. O-R-I-V-O. Arrivo. Okay.
Got it.
And they have a website,
and then the other,
presumably Arrivo.com, to something like that.
Arrivo.no for Norway.
Okay. Norway, okay. And?
I would also recommend the GoEd organization, which is another organization that Biotics Research is a member of. But the reason that I would recommend that organization and to do some research there is that they put a lot of emphasis on education around EPA and DHA and trying to expand the public's knowledge of the importance of consuming those.
Okay. We have a nice article on how omega-3s support your body's immune system on our website. You can check it out at drhoffman.com. drhoffman.com/biotics research for more information about the Biotics Research products. And by the way, you have a full range of fish oil products, it's not like a one note Charlie fish oil, right? What are some of the variations on the theme?
There's going to be different sizes. There's a 500 milligram, a 700 milligram, a 1,000 milligram per capsule options. There's going to be a more DHA dominant formulation. There's going to be an omega-369 option. There's probably an option for however someone wants to consume their omega-3s or their fish oils.
Anything for kids? Because, there's a big emphasis on omega-3 for kids, for brain development, learning, and sensory development, eye health, and so on.
There is. There's a liquid option to be able to support the kids as well.
Mm-hmm. Good tasting?
It does. It has a lemon essence to it. So pretty easy to get them to take it or to mix it into something and cover it up.
Good. All right. Good stuff. Hey, Dr. Arlen Hill, thank you so much for joining us. It's been most informative. Appreciate you very much sharing your knowledge and expertise with us here on Intelligent Medicine.
Absolutely. Thank you, Dr. Hoffman.
I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Thanks for joining us. This is the Intelligent Medicine Podcast. Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. As you know, this is a vital time to bolster our immune defenses. I've received countless requests for a specific list of supplements that I recommend to support immune health. That's why I've created the Intelligent Medicine Immune Support Protocol, my supplement recommendations offering the greatest boost for your immune system when it's needed most. Best medicine is preventive medicine. Just go to drhoffmanstore.com for more information. drhoffmanstore.com. In addition to the immune support protocol, you'll find easy-to-follow links for our supplement starter kit, heart health protocol, and much more. These protocols are an easy way for you to get the exact combination of targeted supplements you need to help you follow the intelligent medicine lifestyle. The same supplements I take for myself and prescribe for my patients. And for a limited time, you'll get free priority shipping on all of your store orders. For more details, just go to drhoffmanstore.com. That's drhoffmanstore.com.